Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ben Standing of The Athletics joining us from out in Ashburn right now at practice. Ben, we appreciate you making yourself available for a couple of minutes here. I know you're busy. What can you tell us about the Noah Brown situation?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's hard to know exactly what happened, but basically he made a catch over the middle. It was like a sort of a low throw, and he went down to the ground, secured it, no big deal. But you could tell in the way he hit that something happened. You know, to what degree, who knows? He stays down for an extra 2, 3, 4 seconds. The training staff comes out. He does eventually get up and slowly walks off the field, but then they decide to cart him over to the building. And, you know, like I said, it's hard to tell exactly what stood out a little bit was when he gets to the building with the cart kind of rolls over sort of like a little bump out there. And at that moment, he kind of yelled, let out a scream. We were all sort of standing right there. And we don't know if it's a scream out of frustration, a scream out of the bump did something to him. I can't say for sure. But, yeah, the whole thing was, you know, jarring. You know, you've seen this before. Some guys, it seems like a disaster, and then it turns out to be nothing. And other times.
Yeah, you've been out there before. I was saying this where, like, a guy gets carted off. We're all talking about his season being over, and then he had a cramp. But now I'm not suggesting that happened this time. But, you know, generally just assuming or guessing is probably the wrong way to go about it. How did you view Brown's role in the offense and, like, his import to what they're going to do? You know, assuming he may miss time or not, but like, what do you view him as right now, the way that they have things lined up?
Yeah, I was literally yesterday discussing this, that like, I feel like he's like the underrated or the overlooked part of the offense. So he was, you know, a pretty big element for them last year with his size, the ability to make plays down the field, draw pass interference penalties. And, you know, when he got hurt, they didn't have anybody with that kind of size. Obviously, guys like Zacchaeus and De'Ami Brown filled in, but yeah, I think that element remains the same, right? I mean, Debo Samuel, sort of your slot guy. Terry, whenever he arrives, you know, we know what he is, but he's not like the big, you know, red zone size kind of a guy. So yeah, I think he has a pretty significant role, but this is the rub, unfortunately for him in his career, is the injuries. You know, obviously, like you said, can't speculate here. I don't know what to make of this, but you always have to factor in with him the injuries. That's what's plagued him throughout his career. And obviously we saw last year, you know, last year may have been a little bit of a fluke injury in terms of it was an internal injury, not like a knee or something. But unfortunately these things happened seemingly to him. And, you know, you had to consider that, but hopefully he's all right. And, you know, hopefully he'll be ready. If not, you know, in the next couple, well, obviously they're off after this week, they have a long break, but hopefully he's ready by training camp or, you know, soon thereafter.
Kind of piggybacking off that, if he's not, again, we don't know, but if he's not, how do those targets get divvied up? How does the role get divvied up? Just sort of, you know, who could sort of fill that void among their current group, and might they look externally?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Michael Gallup is the guy they brought in, you know, ex-Cowboy who, you know, has he's not as big as Noah Brown, but he's got some of the sort of physical play. Unfortunately, injuries have wrecked his career the last few years. He hasn't even actually been practicing the last few sessions, dealing with a little bit of an injury. So there's that. You've got KJ Osborne, who, you know, look, he didn't do really much of anything once he joined the team last year, but he has been a pretty productive receiver. So I think those are two guys you could look at. But, you know, should, in the worst case scenario, again, it's just, I don't know, but in the worst case scenario, I would almost think you look outside and see who's still around. I don't want to, you know, like, I off the top of my head, I know like Amari Cooper's out there. Again, you know, I'm not saying anything.
Not exciting anybody, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just saying, yeah, but I think you probably would have to look outside, because again, specifically for what it is that he can do, that, you know, they just don't really have that guy unless somebody emerges that we just have no sense about right now.
So Ben, we'll let you out on this. Appreciate a couple of minutes here. So just to clarify, he got to the sideline limping or helped off, or he just got carted off from where he went down?
No, he walked to the sideline like super gingerly, and then I guess after they looked at him for a moment or two, they put him on the cart and gotcha. Brought him up. Yeah, I mean, as you know from the landscape, but you know the field is below the building, so you have to, you know, instead of walking uphill in any capacity, they went with the cart. So hopefully it was just nothing more than that. But like I said, he either seemed to be a bit frustrated, either because of the injury or it got hurt more, or I don't know what. But hopefully it's not a big deal. But you know, we'll see. My guess is DQ is not going to tell us too much tomorrow. They'll just wait until training camp. But yeah, we'll see.
Thank you very much. There's Ben Standing. Check out his work in The Athletic. Kind enough to hop on with us here on Grant and Danny from out in Ashburn.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.